And welcome back. This is Magneto Mill.
And I'm Wireless Mike. And today we're joined by Kermit Weeks. And you have a new book out, apparently.
I do, actually. And I'm having a great time up here at Oshkosh. We shipped a bunch up, and they're on sale not only at the EA Warehouse, which is northwest of Aerochel Square, but they're in the Sky Shop, north of the old control tower, and in the museum up there at the EA Museum. So come on out. I'm out there for sure at 1 o'clock signing books. And it's called All of Life is a School. It's a great book that is beginning to develop characters for my theme park, Fantasy of Flight in Central Florida. And the place, if you haven't been there in Central Florida, it's about 20 minutes west of Disney. It's a period theme, looks like a 1930s airfield. We have a Compass Rose Art Deco restaurant. And I took original characters from the golden age of aviation. There's 10 characters in the book, and they each were historic characters. They're named after either the pilot that flew them or the designer that built them. And it's a great book with a great message.
It looks like, I have the book in front of me here, and I unfortunately didn't get a chance to read it ahead of time, but it looks like it's right about my reading level of, third, fourth grade?
No, see, there you go. Mike, you've got children that are right about this age, so.
A little younger. My oldest daughter's five.
Never too young to look at airplane pictures.
Oh, no, she loves airplanes. She's crazy about them, more so than when I was a kid. But yeah, I mean, this looks like a really fun book that she would actually really enjoy. You know, reading with little characters as airplanes. And you said you're developing this in conjunction with a theme park that you're opening when?
Well, the theme park has been open since?
Oh, about almost 12, 13 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, west of Disney, called Fantasy of Flight.
Okay. And I'm astonished. I've never heard of it. but it does sound like something that I do need to go check out, probably with my daughter.
Yeah, if people get down to the Sun and Fun Flying in April in Lakeland, we're only about a 30-minute drive away. So a lot of people that come to the Sun and Fun Flying come down to visit Fantasy Flight either before or after, or sometimes during. And we hosted the splash-in for Sun and Fun last year. It was the first time ever because I've got some shoreline on a lake. And it was the biggest splash-in they ever had. We had 85 airplanes. And next year, we're a little bit scared of what's going to happen because a lot of the people walking around the grounds said, if I would have known it was going to be this great of a facility, I would have brought my seaplane. So I think we're going to get well over 100 airplanes next year.
We might have to find a larger lake. That's wonderful. Now,
And for people who weren't listening on Monday or haven't quite gotten familiar with the theme park, can you just tell us a little bit about how does this differ from just an aviation museum or?
Well, I started in Miami collecting airplanes, and I opened a museum there called the Weeks Air Museum in 1985, and that was your typical tin hangar museum with airplanes in and ropes and signs and a little gift shop and some video kiosks. What's happened is I my collecting habits grew beyond my original expectations. I quickly outgrew the facility, which was a lease situation, and it kind of drove me to Central Florida because I needed to control my own destiny. So I bought my own property, built my own airport. I've got great access to Interstate 4, basically right on the intersection. Into my runway literally hits the DOT fence, and I make my approach over Interstate 4 when I land on my long runway. And we opened in 1995. It's been open, you know, since about 12, 13 years. And it's a great facility. It's actually only a seed of what my long-term plans are. The existing facility was only ever designed to be my shop. It's about 150,000 square feet in a period 1930s looking building. As I said before, with the Compass Rose restaurant, we have a immersion environments. Once you enter the facility, we have flight simulators. We do extra charge for biplane rides. We also do balloon flights that we schedule, you know, outside the park hours in the morning. We fly an airplane every day. We do tours. We have restoration tours, woodshop tours. Fly the airplane every day about 1:30, and we give a little talk, answer questions, then we demonstrate an airplane. So we're actually the only aviation theme park or museum that actually flies an airplane scheduled every day on the planet. So
now, I hear you like to keep your airplanes in flying condition.
I don't collect anything I don't intend to fly, but I don't keep them all flying all the time because the collections actually, although a lot of them are projects, it's the largest private collection of old airplanes in the world, over 160 airplanes.
Wow.
So we usually keep anywhere from 6 to 10 flying at any one time.
And do you have all these airplanes on display?
No. There's only about probably 35 or 40 because I just don't have the hangar space. So we're looking forward to building more display things in the future. But it's interesting in the long run, I realize, and I'm surrounded this week by aviation enthusiasts, and I realize, though, not everybody, believe it or not, likes airplanes, although you wouldn't know it here at Oshkosh.
But, I can't imagine.
It's been interesting to try and touch people that don't love airplanes like ourselves. And I'm really trying to create a product and a concept that everybody that walks through the door appreciates and understands and gets something out of. And I realize while not everybody likes airplanes, everyone has a fascination for flight. And so the product and what I'm going to deliver in the future really ties in more with what the metaphor of flight symbolizes to us all, which we all relate to, which is pushing our boundaries, reaching beyond ourselves, and freedom in some degree, not only in the physical worlds, because we all relate to reaching for the sky and reaching for the stars, but within us as well, because we soar in our imagination and we fly in our dreams. So I want to use that and deliver it in a way through entertainment like some of the big theme parks like Disney and Universal do, and do it in a way that people kind of learn something about themselves and they self-discover something about themselves. So keep an eye on us. It doesn't exist in my dream form yet, but we're getting there. So,
well, all things come with time and money. And
so what do you, you know, for example, you've got a family coming down and, you know, kids are into it, and let's just shake it up and put it in my scenario. And you know, wife is a pilot, and she's all into it. Husband just wants nothing to do with it. And what kinds of activities, or how do you help inspire the enthusiast that's not necessarily enthusiastic about airplanes?
Well, it's interesting. Occasionally, we get people through that are off, obviously drag along spouses or kids, you know, and oh whoopee doo, we're going to go look at dusty old airplanes today, and they're surprisingly very impressed with the facility. We get a lot of great comments. People aren't expecting what we deliver when they get there. We've got a great Fun with Flight Center for the kids, similar to what the EAA has in their museum. We have a, you know, the hang glider simulator, a balloon simulator. We've got some displays that kind of teach kids interactively how lift is created. And we've got some displays that we're doing to attract a little bit more interest in the women. We've got a wasp display that we're just about to open. We're working on a Rosie the Riveter display. And it's not so much delivered about the history of what happened, but what's common to us all. Because the wasp thing is
The spirit
of what it represents. You know, the women weren't expected to fly, and all of us sometimes aren't expected to do things in life, but that potential and opportunity is there. The Rosie the Riveter display is going to be done in a way that shows what we can accomplish. Remember the poster, We Can Do It? Well, we kind of use the metaphor as we deliver that as a rivet. And each one of us on this planet is kind of like a rivet. And if we all work together, we can create something that maybe one of us couldn't create by ourselves. So there's a lot of things ecologically and environmentally that are happening on the planet that you know, we can all pull together. And so a rivet's a great metaphor to deliver that.
What a great message for everybody.
Yeah. Well, we really do appreciate you coming in and sharing the book, All of Life is a School.
And once again, before we take off the air, where can people find you on the field and where can they find you off the field? Website?
Off the field, fantasyofflight.com. And if you're interested in the book, if you don't see me over there through the rest of the flying, I'm for sure at 1 o'clock. I do a reading for the kids at the warehouse northwest of Aerochelle Square. But also gbe.com, gebee.com is the website for the book, and you can order them online.
Okay, great.
Well, wonderful. Thank you for joining us today. And
this has been Kermit Weeks, and All of Life is a School, and Fantasy of Flight. And I'm Magneto Bell.
And Wireless Mike.